My name is Louise Gross. My association with the Valley Foundation is because Bert is a distant cousin of mine, so it's through that relationship.
When did you first meet Bert?
When I was about 8 years old. My parents invited Bert about once a month to come for dinner. He was a student at NYU Medical School, so when we lived just outside of New York City. He met me. My impression was that my parents cared about him, and he cared about them.
And as the years progressed, did you get to know him a little better?
Oh, much better. When I went to college in Boston, he sort of returned the favor, and he and Coogie invited me to dinner quite often, and also occasionally to Symphony, where they had tickets. I guess my parents wanted Bert and Coogie to sort of take care of me in a way. And so he took care of me in his way. They were very open, and I signed out to their house. They invited me to the house that they rented in New Hampshire in the summertime. They invited me to come to Montana a number of times. And he told me stories about his life. So one of the stories he told me was when he came to the States, when he was still in Europe, and stood to get his visa, which was not easy in 38, whatever it was. He stood in front of the bureaucrat who would have given it to him and said, "I'm not leaving here until you give it to me." And he was very forceful. He's age 17 or 18 at this time, but he made it known that he was going to get that visa. So he did.
As you knew him later on in his life, do you think, well, that probably was true because that was very Bert?
That was Bert, yes. When he wanted something, he just was going to get it. Yep. Other things I know about him are that he loved Coogie dearly. She helped him a lot. Other people have said that Coogie really smoothed off his edges so that he was more able to do what he did. One of the things my father said about him was that he said to people, "I told him what I thought," if he asked me. "I told him what I thought. He hasn't spoken to me anymore." And Coogie helped sort of smooth that over, that kind of thing.
She was the diplomat of the pair.
She really was. She was very tactful and just a dear person. He helped her getting her PhD. I mean, he encouraged her to do that. He encouraged me in my college affairs and continuing. One of the things he said was that I could do anything that I wanted to. That was not something my parents said to me. I could become a nurse or a librarian or a teacher, but Bert said anything I could do. He encouraged me and helped me to get a job at MIT over the summer. And he's just very, more than supportive, really.
He nurtured your ambitions on the educational front and made sure that you could fulfill your potential.
Yes, he did.
You're one of the people here, perhaps, who with the closest relationship to Bert because of your family connections. If he was to walk in the door here in June 2016 in beautiful Rapallo and hear the talks going on and see the poster sessions and hear the conversations,
I think he would just be thrilled. I think the poster sessions are marvelous. The young investigators, he would really like that. He just really wanted to encourage people and science to thrive. That was very important to him.
You're obviously wanting the foundation to progress and to change, to thrive. How have you seen the foundation evolve over the last 10 years or so?
Well, I think the whole idea of having a Valley visiting professor has made the whole foundation thrive and get bigger. And I think that I mean, I really liked the idea of having the young investigators, having younger people, and having women. And the foundation is now it's an organization that people would like to be chosen to be in, I think. So that's very good.
Have you taken more of an interest in the science over recent years? You said Bert didn't talk to you about the science, but come to the meetings and you hear the lectures. And
in the beginning, when Bert was still alive, I sat through every science talk, and I think he wanted me to be there, whether I understood it or not. He wanted me to be listening to the talks. And now that he's no longer alive, I don't feel obliged. But I really did feel, when he wanted me to do this, I really felt obliged to do it. It was important.
Do you have, if you think of Bert and Coogie, do you have one very particular recollection which would suggest to you, well, that was quintessentially Bert and Coogie?
I think one of the major things about Bert was his enthusiasm, whether it was for the science and for people getting together to talk, for food and good wine. He cared a lot about that. And he was enthusiastic. He was a very strong personality, very blunt, and his enthusiasm was just spread to everyone in the foundation and anyone who was involved with him.
And do you think somehow it's continuing? It's in an amazing way it's continuing?
Yes, I think so. And I think people care to have it be what Bert would have wanted it to be. Yes.